You could set your watch to it. It's that time of year where the majority, if not all, Yankee fans want Aaron Boone to be fired. So the Cinco to 5-0 today is, we all know Aaron Boone is not going to get fired. He basically has a lifetime contract. So I'm going to give you the top five ways Aaron Boone can turn the Yankees around.
Nice.
All right.
Here we go.
Number five.
All right. I'm moving Luis Gil and Gerrit Cole to the bullpen.
What?
I'm moving both to the bullpen.
What are you talking about?
Both have struggled mightily. We all know the hardest outs to get at the end of the game are those are the most important ones.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
And Tiki, let's be honest, and Evan's going to agree with this, in 10 years, there's going to be no more starting pitching in baseball.
I mean, you're not probably not wrong, and that whole Tampa Bay Rays thing, what was they call it, bullpenning?
Yeah,
an opener.
Yeah, just do the openers. Gerrit Cole's your opener.
I just want to clarify, this Cinco de 5-0 is the top five ways Aaron Boone can turn around the Yankees,
yes,
or the top five ways Aaron Boone could actually get fired.
No. Because okay, what has been the criticism of the Yankees over the last couple years? They run it back. They do the same thing. They're corporate, whatever. This is how you shake it up. Okay. It's like a new booker in a wrestling territory. How do we shake it up?
If that's number five, I can't wait for the rest of them.
Number four.
All right, so I'm going to bat Juan Soto leadoff,
okay,
and I'm going to bat Aaron Judge second. I'm going to give them the most at-bats they can get possibly in a game. Now, we'll worry about third and fourth and fifth later, but I'm going to get my best two hitters at the top of the order. I'm going to have Judge behind Soto. Soto scuffling a little bit here. Bat him in the leadoff spot. Got a good eye. Get him on base, and away we go.
That's actually not bad. Aaron Judge has historically been a number two hitter.
I'd have no issue with that. I wouldn't necessarily do it. The idea I suggested about a week ago was to go Soto leadoff, but then have someone bat second with, yes, Aaron Judge third. And lately, why not Ben Rice, the three home run game a couple days ago? But I don't think that's your worst idea.
Mm. Yeah,
number three.
Stay tuned. I'm moving Ben Rice to catcher, and I'm trading for Christian Walker.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, the Diamondbacks trading Christian Walker? Mm.
I mean, they're not in the mix.
They're in the mix.
No, they're not.
You think the Mets are in the mix?
Of course they are. And the Diamondbacks know that. And they're going to. Christian Walker, free agent, right? Diamondbacks probably not re-signing him. So you get something. Maybe you get the fellow that everyone loves for the Yankees.
The Diamondbacks are one game under 500, yes, much like the Mets are.
I understand that.
So you can't be positive, Tommy.
Sure can.
And then in the next breath say the defending National League champions, the team we all talk about that we want to be, should trade their best player, one of their best players, Ketel Marte.
Right. By the way, they're in a better position than the Mets relative to the division because they're only three games back from the Padres.
That doesn't matter.
Doing radio in New York, not in Arizona. The Diamondbacks are out of it. The Mets are going to the postseason. Yankees trade for Walker. Move Ben Rice, who's catcher eligible, right, to catcher.
Number two.
Catcher eligible. He's talking like it's fantasy.
All right.
An equal number of games out of the wild card, by the way.
Yes, that's my point, yes.
Now, this is going to take some convincing on Boone's part. He's probably going to have to go to Hal here, but it's about time that they start allowing the players to grow facial hair and put their last names on the back of the jersey.
So you're going to let Aaron Boone probably die on that sword, but you're going to say that he's actually going to save him.
Yes. You start growing the beard, you put the last name on the back of the jersey, you mix it up, you change the culture here. Look, I'm just here to tell you, the Yankees haven't won in a while. Let's be fair here. For their standards, you got to do something.
You said two things. One of them, I'm agreeing with you on. The other one is blasphemy. You can't put the last name on the back of the jersey.
Why is it blasphemy?
Because they haven't done that.
So
that's
what?
Not what
so
they
then
do.
They should just do that. So they do that. But they haven't won in a while either.
Oh, so that's good. Tiki, is that going to change
things? No, it's not going to change anything at all. It's just a jersey.
Next.
It's just cloth.
Number one.
All right, so I'm going to be fully transparent here. I have something written here as number one, but I've spoken to a few people here in the newsroom, and they've inspired me to change it.
Really?
And this one is not going to go over very well.
Oh, jeez.
The roll call.
Get rid of it?
Get rid of it.
No! Come on!
No! Until you start winning games,
no.
I understand it. I love it. I appreciate it. This is not a knock on anything they do. I think it's awesome. But if you're trying to change things, and Aaron Boone we know is not going anywhere, we know Brian Cashman is not going anywhere, it's time to put the roll call just a little bit on ice for
a
little bit.
Okay, so here's my follow-up. There's a way I could love this idea.
Go ahead.
Okay? And I got to ask him a question.
Okay, let's hear it.
If we're doing it as a punishment to the players, like, hey, listen, you can't have your milk and cookies until you start winning, I think I can get on board.
Wow. But what are the players now going to just ignore the fans?
No, there's no roll call. They got to play better. They got to earn the roll call back.
No, but you'll be thrown out and barred for life. You'd be banned.
Oh.
No, it has to be understood.
So you're saying that the Yankees are now taking affirmative action against the fans?
No, I think...
If they should roll call.
There should be some type of punishment. I think the Bleacher Creatures, I think everybody out there will understand this. It's for the good of the team. It's for winning a World Series. And then once they start getting better, they get their milk and cookies back. They'll get their roll call back. Just putting it on ice for a little bit.
The way you have to do it is you have to have a Bleacher Creature press conference.
Yes.
And clearly the guy to hold it is Keith.
I agree.
Keith works here. He's a Bleacher 100%.
Creature.
Now, by the way, there's no way Keith is on board with this.
Well, wait a minute. But wouldn't Keith be on board with the success of the Yankees, winning games, changing it up?
KM to AM.
Keith is likely not alarmist right now.
No, I think he's pretty
alarmist?
Down on not a lot. I think he's down on the team.
Of course, everybody is down on the team, but alarmist? We got to do drastic things to change how the organization presents itself to its fan base and to Major League Baseball at large.
I think what you would do is, and this is only if Keith's down with it, because you can't force him to do it. You can't force the Bleacher Creatures to do it. Keith would have a press conference live here on WFAN.
Love it.
Where he says, look, we love you, Aaron Judge. We love you, Juan Soto. Mm-hmm. We love you, Ben Rice.
Yep.
Nothing personal. Until you guys get your heads out of your ass, we are taking away the roll call. Mm-hmm. When you earn it back, it comes back.
You don't deserve it right now.
It's like the opposite of that BS stuff they did in Philly where they gave Trey Turner a standing ovation.
Embarrassing.
This is tough love. So,
KM to AM.
I get it. If the Yankee fan in the bleachers are on board with it, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So Keith, Bald Vinny, they got to be on board with this, but this is about turning the Yankees around. It's been a long time since we've had a parade in this town for the Yankees. You got to go to drastic measures in this spot.
Grimace, you're our lucky charm. No, Grimace is ours. They don't get Grimace. Anyhow, thank you, Loogie. There's your Cinco de Tommy.
You and I need to have a three-way.
With Sean out. Speaking of the New York Yankees, they are playing the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. It's actually a little bit earlier of a first pitch. They play at 6:50. Carlos Rodon is on the mound against Ryan Pepio. I think he's one of the guys they got back for Tyler Glasnow. Here's your Yankee lineup tonight. All right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. See what Booney's got cooking against Pepio tonight after getting shut down by the Red Sox. Ben Rice remains the leadoff hitter. He's at first base. Cool.
Yes.
Juan Soto batting second in right field. Aaron Judge DHing. Getting a lot more DH days. And by the way, the reason why Aaron Judge and Juan Soto are getting more DH days is who do you want to have DH?
Yeah.
Like Trent Grisham and Alex Verdugo are really good defensive players.
Yeah. So like, if you can give Judge a break on his leg,
right.
Give him a break on his leg.
If you're doing it based on defense, the guy who would DH would be Juan Soto.
Yes.
Like he'd be the everyday DH. So Judge is batting third, DHing. Verdugo is cleaning up. Gleyber Torres batting fifth. Austin Wells to the sixth spot. Anthony Volpe down to the seventh spot. Trent Grisham in center field. And DJ LeMahieu is batting ninth at third base. The Yankees take on Tampa Bay. Any issues with this lineup?
No, I think it's about right. It's mostly the same, but there's subtle differences, but nothing that's going to make you like scream. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Rice has been on, he's been really good.
No, I like Ben Rice. I like Ben Rice being towards the top of the order. My suggestion was Soto 1, someone 2, whether it's Verdugo or Rice or Gleyber Torres, but it's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
I like DJ batting ninth. I'm a fan of that. I like him as that second leadoff hitter, especially if he can get going and
right,
get on
and
base.
Volpe now has kind of disappeared into the middle of the back end of the lineup here, but maybe that if he turns back into what he was at the beginning of the season, then you feel like the lineup is full.
Well, here's the bottom line. You said Anthony Volpe needs to turn back into what he was at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They need Anthony Volpe to get hot. There's someone else they need to get hot. And we got to start calling him out. We got to do it. Because expectations come with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Juan Soto. Juan Soto has not hit for
a month? 200?
3 weeks?
200 this month?
I think so. And he gets on base a lot, so his on base is still fine, but they need Juan Soto to be that April Juan Soto, especially with some of the struggles with the rest of their lineup. So pressure's on. Like, what am I doing? Am I threatening him? No. I mean, the only threat is from the Bleacher Creatures who may take away your roll call.
Right. Remember, Sean's rule is still in effect that you cannot boo Juan Soto despite the bad month.
You can't boo him, but you can take away the roll call. I don't know why I like that idea.